We're doing the laws of the morning in the Mekor Chaim, the first chapter, Halacha Bet. Ve'az kanamir, be bold, brave, fierce. Be fierce like a leopard. Ve'kal kanesher, you have it? Light like a nesher. A nesher is an eagle. Ratz katzvi, run like a deer. Ve'gibor kari, and brave like a lion. La'asot otzon avicha shebashamayim, to do the will of your father in heaven. That's the Mishnah of Pirkei Avot. So he explains. Yitkaber kari ba'boker. Person has to get strong like a lion in the morning, right? Because it's tough to get up. I once met a doctor who told me the hardest thing he does all day is get out of bed. So you have to be strong like a lion. Lavadat boro, to the service of his creator. Umiyat kriyo mishnato, right away when he wakes up from his sleep. Ya'ida latzmo, he should testify about himself. Emunato b'emunata boro, his faith in the faith of the creator. That's the first thing a person has to do. Recognize, I'm not the boss. If I know I'm not the boss, so then my boss is waiting. He's telling me to get out of bed, right? So the first thing he does is he testifies that he believes that there's a creator here. V'yomar, and a person says, Modeani. What do the words Modeani mean? We're accustomed to thinking, I thank you, Hashem. He says, Mode is I admit, you're running the show. You're the boss. Modeani. V'yafsik acharei milat b'chemla. So a person says, Mode ani lefanecha. I admit before you, Hashem, before you, Melech Chai v'kayam, the king who is living and extant, Shechazalta b'nishmati, you gave back to me my soul b'chemla. And then you have to pause. With mercy. You have extra compassion over me. And then, Rabba emunatecha. Your faith is great. Hanimshechet lemana, because the word bechemna goes back on the beginning of the sentence. People sometimes read bechemna rabba emunatecha. No, it's you gave me back my soul bechemla, with extra compassion. Rabba emunatecha, your faith is great, is the second section of the sentence. V'achakach yomer, and then he concludes and says rabba emunatecha. V'av shen yadav nikiyot, and even if one's hands are not clean, he just woke up and he was sleeping without pajamas, his hands touched all over. So his hands are not clean in the morning. Or even if he was sleeping with pajamas, he scratched himself here, he scratched himself there. His hands are not clean. Nonetheless, mutar le'umro, one may say the modani, mipnei shein bo shem Hashem. Because we don't mention God's name. That's the whole idea of the modani. That it can be said even when one's body is defiled, even when he's not pure, he cannot say blessings yet. He hasn't yet washed his hands in the morning. He just opened his eyes. So he lies in bed before he gets up, and he thanks Hashem. Some people find it better to sit up and say this. Because if they stay lying, they won't finish the sentence before they fall back asleep. And by then they've shut the alarm and that's it, the morning's finished. So yeah, you could sit up and say it. But the idea is to say it when you're still in bed, when you're just getting up.